listening to the Financial Freedom Now podcast and vodcast, where you can learn how to achieve financial freedom, make wealthy decisions, and take strategic actions to achieve financial independence. Let's get into it.
Hey, welcome to the Financial Freedom Now show. You're probably super excited to have another episode being brought to you by my humble self, Toyi Ayodare. Okay, today I want to get you thinking. Some people have been on this journey with me. I've opened your eyes into how you can achieve financial freedom, how you can achieve be the better version of yourself, how you can actually achieve financial success. And it's been tough. You've tried a few things that I've talked about. You've said you and some other things you've explored on your own. You've been committed to this journey, but it doesn't seem to have worked. It doesn't seem like you've achieved the things that you want. I am here today to talk to you about not giving up. Never give up. Never give up. If anything, what do? We change tactics. Now let's talk about what does that mean? What does that mean in itself? Why are we not giving up? What do I mean by change tactics? What other things could you do? Now, please understand that everybody's path is different. Everyone's journey is different. Just because it worked for someone within 2 months doesn't mean it would work for you within 2 months. And doesn't mean just because it's not worked for you within 2 months doesn't mean that's the end of the journey. I'd want you to make a pact with yourself, make a promise to yourself, decide within yourself that come what may, when you set yourself goals, when you set yourself desires, when you set up your goalposts, you're never going to give up until you achieve that goals. How you get there can change. We can decide to change tactics. We can decide to move things around. We will be flexible. But we will never give up on our dream to be financially free. We will never give up on our dream to be excellent in life. You will never give up on your dream to be more, to live the life that you desire, to be the best version of yourself. Never give up on that. And trust me, that success you desire is around the corner. Now, what does this actually mean? I want to express and emphasize to you the importance of being persistent on the journey. Because of what I just explained to you on the fact that there is no, I wish there was a way or an app that's been developed or a way of you asking God how long a process would take. The truth is, I don't know. You don't know. No one knows how long a process would take for any individual. If we all had that timestamp or that time machine to be able to detect how long things could happen or could change for us, then oh my goodness, there will be more patient people in life. We would all know exactly what to do when, but that's not the case. So it's very important that you stay persistent on that journey. You don't give up on your desires. You don't give up on your dreams. You keep working hard at it. You keep going until you get the results you desire, because you don't know when it's going to come. I always say there's light at the end of the tunnel. How long and how far and how deep that tunnel is, no one knows. But you know one thing is for sure, that if you do not give up, you will eventually strike gold. Okay, and that's one thing I want you to believe. But also, I want us to be adaptable in our achieving our financial goals. So you might have set up your financial goals. Toyi is saying to you, don't give up. But what don't give up might look like for you is changing tactics, being flexible, being adaptable. Because guess what? The only thing that is constant in life is change. So because change is bound to happen, the organizations you're working with, the businesses you work in, you're building, they need to adapt to the new environment you find yourself. Your business could have been set up 10 years ago. The environment that your business was set up in is totally different from the environment today. So one thing you must do is adapt so that you are constantly getting the results you desire. Don't be that rigid that you've been told this is how to save, and so now I know that there are new apps, there's better ways. I would not change that ways. Anything good, please hold on to it. Don't just change everything. But sometimes you've got to open yourself up to change the tactics, especially when you're not getting desired results within the time frame you expected that results to come in. And I also want you to understand, the next thing I want to think of is the value of learning from your failures as well as other people's failures. So you might, Toyin saying to you, don't give up, but you're like, I have experienced lots of failures, I've experienced lots of challenges on this journey. What I also want you to do is learn from those failures. Call them what it is. Identify the things you did wrong, the things that went wrong. What are the things? Because one of the things you can get from failures, and I was, it's the easiest and best way to learn fast, is you learn what not to do next time. It helps you learn better way of doing things. And in learning better way of doing things, you adapt and you're able to then find a way out of the situation or refine yourself in the process. Please ensure that you're learning from your failures and adjusting your strategies as when needed and what's required. So I'm not saying to you, lose the things that are working. Anything that's working, keep it. But when you get to a stage where you feel like there's certain things I need to change, because you might have got it wrong in the first place, or you might have learned it wrong. I always say the day we stop learning is the day we die. So obviously open yourself up for learning, for change, but also adjust your strategies, but don't give up. So there are two things. We're not giving up on the goal, but we might adjust the strategies to achieve that goal, depending on what's required. Please be encouraged and inspired to know that once you keep moving forward, despite the setbacks, you will achieve the goal. Despite the challenges you've experienced, you will achieve the goal. As long as you keep putting one foot in front of another. When a person is doomed is when they stop moving, or they start. Well, what I actually say, when you stop moving, you're actually retracting, because guess what? The mold is moving. So if you stop, you get left behind, right? So I don't want that to be the case for you. So you want to keep putting the foot, one foot before another. Sometimes you can take giant footsteps. You can move in great. But even if you can't and you find yourself in that position, as long as you're putting one foot in front of another, you're making some progress, then that's great, because you know you're going to be, you're moving forward despite the adversity, despite the challenges, despite the setbacks. And please understand that every successful individual you've ever met, seen, worked with, read about, they have faced adversity, faced challenges, they faced a situation that almost made them give up. But they persisted and eventually achieved their goals, hence why we read about them, hence why they can come share with you, hence why I'm in front of you. I have persisted despite those challenges. I've persisted despite those setbacks. I have persisted despite those difficulties. And I continue to do so, like I want you to do so, like every successful person is doing so. So please understand that you own there is a concept of failing forward. So which means when you fail, you still look forward. It propels you into the next level, because you know that I cannot do this next time because it wouldn't work. Embrace your failure, embrace the setback, embrace the challenges, and use it as a learning opportunity until the next goal, until the next level. Don't give up. Do not give up. Let us use the setbacks, the challenges, as a way to pivot our ways and navigate your journey and adjust your approach, so that when facing challenges or setbacks, use it as a pedestal onto the next level. When you keep doing things like that, you will find yourself in the position where you will achieve your purpose, achieve your goal, and excel at life, whatever it is that you put yourself. And it's obviously with Financial Freedom Now Show. So obviously you excel and achieve those financial goals. Trust me, the success you desire is a lot closer than you can imagine. I celebrate you. I welcome those great testimonies, great testament that I know I'm going to read about very soon. That light is nearer than you can imagine. Trust me when I say this. It's coming from someone who's experienced a lot of setback lately. I just persisted. I just did not give up. And indeed, the light I sought came through, and yours would come through as well. I look forward to hearing from you. And I want to hear the successes. I want to hear how the Financial Freedom Now show has been beneficial. Please write to us, either our emails, contact us on any of the platforms. Let us know how this has been beneficial to you. It gives me great joy when I hear such great news. My name is Toyin Ayandare, as usual. You can find me on any of the social media channels. But also, what I want to ask of you today is to share, like, and subscribe to us on all of the platforms. Let us know how this has been helping you, but also share with your family and friends so they can benefit from the great, great, great information we provide. Until next time, take care. God bless you.
Are you looking to elevate your property development and investment skills? Icon Property Mastermind program will do just that. With coaching, accountability, and group mentorship, virtual sessions, property site tours, and more, you'll get the support and guidance you need to succeed. Plus, you'll have the opportunity to network with other like-minded individuals and grow your connections. So, why wait? Sign up today and become a successful property investor. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have enjoyed this episode, please give us a follow so you don't miss out on future uploads, which you can catch every Wednesday. Until next time.